This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's Radio 94 WIP. I've cooled down. We're good now.
Oh, no.
Got a sip of water. We got our Phillies. What's wrong? You got your Phillies sweatshirt. Thank you to the Phillies, by the way.
Thank you to the Phillies, but I'm going to have to get it. This don't fit. And I'm kind of sorry. I mean, listen, I'm not Phillies. I'm not being ungrateful. This is nice.
You sound a little ungrateful.
No, because I'm not going to be able to wear it unless
maybe you can exchange it.
It's going to be super snug. It's going to be super
maybe
snug.
Maybe you can exchange it for one that fits.
Maybe. Who has one? I don't think when they do these, for whatever reason, double X is not a part of the. But this is pretty. Maybe I might be able to pull this off.
Yeah,
this
I think you'll be all right. You'll be all right. And hopefully the Phillies could pull this off. All right, 215-592-9494 as we open our boxes here with our goodies for the postseason.
I want to see the field.
Rally towel and all that.
It's on TV.
All right, so we'll get to your phone calls here on the Hurts thing in just a second. We want to throw the Phillies in, though, because we are getting close now. Red October starts Saturday. We got the game time, 4:08 first pitch, as Hugh tries to fit in an XL sweatshirt as I open this conversation.
Yeah, because this is nice, and I don't want to give it away.
It's not impossible. It's a little snug.
It's just a lot. What do you mean a little snug?
You're going to choke yourself out in that thing.
I can't breathe.
All right, so Hugh's in an XL, and here's what we got. We got a Phillies team that today is going to have an intra-squad game. How about this? We're trying to stay sharp here, right? They're trying to get ready for Saturday. Intra-squad game. We know the first game is going to be a 4:08 Saturday. And you know what we haven't discussed in a while, Hugh? Because we discussed this early in the season when the Phillies got off to a big division lead. Then we were just happy they were. Then we were hoping they weren't going to collapse. We really haven't had the discussion of, are you concerned about the layoff, right? Here's the reality. This has been 2 years now of this format in Major League Baseball. 2 years that they've done two teams get a bye. It started in 2022, and then obviously last year, now this is year number three. In 2022, the teams that had a bye went 2-2 in the first round. Okay? Two of them moved on to the LCS, two lost. Last year, it was 1-3. So in the first 2 years of this format, the teams to have the bye have won three times. The teams to have the bye have lost five times. 3-5, despite being, you know, what you would think is the better team. Hugh, let me ask you. You're concerned about the bye.
Yes.
You're concerned about the layoff.
Yes.
Right, tell me why.
Because I've been a part of these, man. And that rest versus rust thing, that is something that you are concerned with as a former player. And I tell you who else concerned about it. Dave Dombrowski. Because the way they're handling this, I heard him talk about this morning on television how they're having a pitching machine that's throwing all kind of curveballs and all this other good stuff to try to keep everybody sharp.
Trying
and they're
to simulate
having
the real pitchers, yeah.
And they're having an inter-squad scrimmage today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a big deal. And they know it's a big deal. That's why they're doing everything possible to incentivize making this thing important. So, yes, it is a big deal.
Yeah,
yes.
They're trying to stay sharp here.
Yes.
And I get that. So I might surprise you on this. I'm not concerned about this. I'm not concerned about the layoff. I'm going to give you a couple of reasons why. Number one, I do think that some of this is small sample, right? I just gave you the numbers. The teams that have had the bye since they started this format, which was 2 years ago, have won three times and have lost five times. 3-5. That's not a good record. I have to imagine 10 years from now, when we look, if they keep this format the way it is, it's going to even out. I think it's just small sample. It's been 2 years of this.
Yeah, but we don't want to be a part of that.
Also, we have been the ones doing the damage the last 2 years. So if you take the Phillies out of the equation, teams that have the bye are 3-3. It doesn't look quite as bad. The Phillies have done a lot of damage to these top seeds. They've had the Braves number. Part of it is the Dodgers ran out of pitching. There's a lot of reasons teams lose in a small series, in a small sample. I'm not thinking it's just because the team has the bye. The second thing is, I think the bye and the rest is going to be good for this team. They're an older team. Bryce Harper's been banged up the last 6 weeks. They could come out fresh on Saturday. This is not a young team. They're an old team. They got Castellanos playing 162 games. That guy could probably use 5 days off to rest his body before the biggest games of the season. And the last thing I'll say on this is we are somewhat concerned because this is not normal, right? For a baseball season, you usually play every day.
Mm-hmm.
But this group does have a little bit of experience with this. In the 2 years ago when they made the World Series, they clinched the NLCS on a Sunday afternoon, the rainy Game 5, Bedlam at the Bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't play Game 1 of the World Series till Friday night in Houston. They came out and won that baseball game, and they won two of the first three games in that series. So, you know, I have more concern with who they're going to play on Saturday than I do they're going to come out and be rusty or, you know, whatever. Let's hear from Dave Dombrowski talking about this intra-squad game that Hugh just referenced.
We're going to play a regular intra-squad game. They were drafting teams, picking teams in there. They had captains for both teams. I'll let tell you all that stuff, but they had two captains for each team, and he has them set up. We're going to have umpires here, and we're going to have crowd noise here, and we're going to have the scoreboard working and walk up to you so we can have it feel like it's a regular game. And I don't know what their final, somehow there was going to be a wager on this game. I stayed away from knowing what the wager is going to be, but somehow there's a lot of internal type of quest on who's going to win this game.
Well, I like that. A little incentivizing. A little money on
incentivized.
This game.
Incentivized. Yeah. How much baseball players make a lot of bread.
What do you think? If you had a guess, how much is on this game today?
I'm going to say easily about 50 to 100 grand.
Ooh, that's a big game.
I'm sorry, what?
They make a lot of money.
Well, they
man.
Do make a lot of money.
They make a lot of money.
You think everyone has to throw the same thing in the pot? Like,
well,
they can't make stuff twice for the same thing.
No, what I think is that's the pot.
That's the pot.
I don't know how it's going to be distributed.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't think that everybody's going to get individually 100 grand. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think it's going to be a nice little sweet pot. It might even be buying a pair of shoes for everybody. Something like that. Some exclusive shoes. I don't know. But it's going to be something to make them... To move the meter.
Well, they want them to play it today like a real game so they stay sharp. Let's also hear Dombrowski on this year's team compared to the last two that's been in the postseason.
In your opinion, what really separates this team between the 22 and 2023 iterations that's going to fuel this team to potentially win their first World Series in 2000?
Well, I mean, one thing you could say, I do think we're even a little deeper than we've been in the past. That's one thing. Secondly, I think that our bullpen's better. Deeper. I think we have a good four starting pitchers now, for sure. And I do think that the experience can be beneficial to you, too, but only to an extent. I mean, you still have to go out there and have to do it. But I think all those factors can come into play, and it's just, you know, you're talking about a little bit that can make a difference.
I agree with Dombrowski. This is the best pitching they've brought into the postseason. Even with Rangers, you know, how concerned we are with them, they just have more good pitchers than they have entering postseasons each of the last years, especially in the bullpen. They have the experience. I'm not worried about this. I don't think the long layoff, the 5-6 days, is going to affect them in a negative way starting on Saturday. Kyle, where are you as the Phillies are in the midst of a week off before they play their playoffs?
So if you just cut the sentence off at, are you concerned? The answer is yes. I'm not going to make it to the weekend.
I'll tell you what. Of all the people I know,
anxiety.
Yeah, Kyle probably is the least literal plant-based person. Mm-hmm. I mean, all he does is eat, you know, whatever he eats, yeah. Right? You're plant-based this week.
I'm approaching physically ill.
You are in a bad way.
I am.
It's going to be all right.
I don't know. I just don't know. And it's not that like I'm necessarily afraid of any particular opponent. I'm worried about us getting in our own way. It just feels like we have everything to lose this time. And, like, going into this series, it's not like we're playing two on the road and you steal one and then you come back home to a great home field advantage. Like, I feel like we need to win these first two at home in order to actually, like, have a chance in the series. It looks like it's going to be the Mets, and it's not really the Mets I'm afraid of. It's the, like you said, the layoff, the bats going cold, or somebody in the bullpen leaking oil at the wrong time. Like, it's just all of these little things. I can't take it. I don't think I'm going to make it Saturday.
Right.
Like, I need someone to hold me.
You need to take a deep breath. We got
a
few days
to go. You need somebody to hold you. What?
I need to be nurtured.
You need to relax. Things are going to be fine here. You got Hugh concerned. I'm not concerned about the layoff. This is an old team. Let them get some rest here. The Phillies could get hot or not hit even if they played yesterday. That's who they are as an offense. Zach Wheeler is going to go out on Saturday. Zach Wheeler is going to do what he's done for the last 2+ months. He's going to shove because he's one of the best.
I'm worried about him so much.
I know, but are they going to hit behind him? The last time Wheeler went out there, he let up, what, 2 runs and we scored 1?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the kind of thing that worries me.
This is the anxiety that kicks in.
Can you guys relax?
No.
All right. I gave you an example. I gave you an example a few minutes ago of 2 years ago. They finished the NLCS on a Sunday, and then they had 5 days off, and they won game one down in Houston. Let me give you another one. This year, All-Star break, right? They played their last game on Sunday. I know like 7 of them or 8 of them went to the All-Star game, but that's just nonsense. Then the rest went home for a week. They came back on Friday night in Pittsburgh. They scored 7 runs. They'll be fine. I think this is a... Everyone's blown this out of proportion for 2 years. Oh, if you have the bye, you lose. Maybe the Braves just choked. Maybe the Dodgers ran out of pitching. Maybe it wasn't the 5 days. Maybe those teams weren't good enough. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. All this on the table between the Phillies. Are you concerned about the layoff? And are you officially worried about Jalen Hurts? It's a worry meter day. We're all worried about Jalen. I'm not concerned about this layoff. I got plant-based guys over here worried about it.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Everything in the studio. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Whatever you guys do, don't let Kyle Quinn and Jack Fritz be in the same room at the same time for the next 40 or 30 days.
The nerves are just all over the place.
Oh, they will just destroy each other or themselves. all right, so I'm not concerned about the layoff because every year 99.9% of the players take 5 days off in July for the All-Star break.
That's right. Yep.
So, you know, I don't really pay much into that. And you just said it, Joe, this team is older. They need the rest. They're all slightly dinged up at some point. I'm not really that concerned, although I am concerned that they can't do the thing that they did last year with the Diamondbacks and just not hit. So if the Stars play and the Stars play well, they're going to win. And it won't matter if you got Rojas. My best outfield is Rojas in center and Cass Anderson right and Marsh in left. And you can use the guys off the bench when you need to, lefty, righty, whatever.
I think that's the way they're going to do it, Jeff. Now, when a lefty starts, I think they're going to get Hayes in there, assuming his back is healthy and he feels strong. Because
it sounds like he's going to play a big part in this playoff.
Yeah, the Hayes thing has been weird because he's missed so much time the last month because he got sick. I mean, I saw last week it was actually he had E. coli. I mean, like it was he got really sick and they didn't really know what it was. And now hopefully he's ready to go.
I got something on the Eagles, but real quick, the difference between Marsh and Rojas batting average is 6 points. Although Marsh has more home runs.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that argument that Marsh hits better, I don't know about that. I am concerned with Jalen. Here's why. If they abandon the run game kind of like they did, Sunday, I heard them talking about, if we couldn't get anything on first down. Well, here's what happens when you don't get anything on first down run. I need the quarterback to be able to get the ball to the receivers on second down and not be in a third and long. And then if you're in third and long, everybody knows what you're going to do. I just think it's a combination of everything. The quarterback is hesitant. The play scheme is not set up correctly for him and for the conditions, meaning the two wide receivers out and your right tackle out.
Well, you're putting them behind the eight ball.
You are.
The reality is, and Jeff, we appreciate it. Hugh, 2 years ago, it felt like the Eagles were pushing the envelope on offense. Mm-hmm. They were dictating the flow, and now it's the opposite. It feels like they're reacting to everything instead of dictating it, run, pass. It's like there's no flow to this thing.
Yeah, and a lot of times I feel like we make it harder than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Just go in there and take what the defense gives you and give the ball to the running back. The thing that jumps out to me more and more since we're a couple days removed from the game is that your defense was leaking oil, but you kept throwing them out there in the first half. You kept doing
stuff. On a
stuff.
Day where the heat index was 105.
Hot. And you were like, hey, they'll be all right. You just kept throwing them out there. You didn't do anything offensively to slow the game down for them to try to make those adjustments. It was weird. It was weird to see. And knowing what we know about Coach Fangio and his track record, for him to sit in a press conference and say, well, the corners were not playing up enough, or whatever he said. I'm ad libbing here. They weren't playing aggressive enough. I'm like, damn, that's a sideline adjustment that you make after the first couple of series.
Aren't you in charge, Vic?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting to hear him say, knowing that he is the orchestrator of the defense. Yep. I was like, oh, that's. It's interesting.
Yeah, we all got to blame the person who's in charge here. I don't know who that is. Let's talk to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Hump Day.
Hey,
Happy
Chris. Hump What's day. Up, buddy?
Hugh.
Yes.
How's Joel? Is he all right now?
No, he's a little, you know, he's a little, you know, when Joel gets like that, man, it's a little uncomfortable.
I've calmed down now. I'm back. I'm good. All good.
It was entertaining. It was entertaining. Guys, you know, I want to address this quarterback situation, but then I'm glad we're talking about the best team in the city right now, the Phillies. But real quick, as far as the quarterback control goes, he's on watch. You know, he's on Wentz watch. Kyle needs to, you know, dig that drought.
Wentz watch.
Oh, he is somewhere. You know, Kyle don't there never leave is. A drop somewhere. He there got one. Go. Yeah, he got one. That sounds worse every time you play.
It really does.
Strays, Hugh. Why does he throw strays at you all the time?
Oh, they keep me humble. Because I've been on a heat lately with all my predictions. He's just trying to keep me humble. I have an agenda.
Listen, guy, he's a mess. He keeps turning over the ball, and he turns it over, more importantly, we beat this point to death. It's in the red zone all the time, and that's got to stop. But, guys, let's transition. Let's stick with the theme here, the Phillies. Kyle. You go get yourself a dog, Kyle. Stop being scared.
You know what? Shut up.
Your Delco flag, and you know Delco called, and they said you can't represent them if you're just scared. Listen, they're gonna be fine. We're all paranoid about nothing. What would you rather them do? Keep playing? This team above anybody else needed the rest. This is a veteran laden team. This is a team that's gonna come ready to go. And guys, it's game one in the bank with Wheeler on the mound, who better win the Cy Young. Because he is a Cy Young pitcher. Like, there's no way we are going to not at least split, but Kyle's worried about we need to take 2-0. We're taking 2-0. That team, that stadium, here's what I tell you as a fan, as excited as I was and as hype as I can get, this year, walking in there, it's going to be tenfold more energy than previous. So if any of these opposing teams thought that they knew what they were walking into before and they thought it was off the hook and crazy before the energy, guess what? It's going to be worse this year. It's going to be even more off the hook. And remember, Topper told us, this team's ready.
He
they
said,
and take a big bite out of it.
Yeah, and Chris, listen, 4 hours of hell, as Topper would say last year.
Swallow it, you know, and eat it.
Four hours of hell.
A bite out of it, I heard that.
4-2-1-5.
That's what Topper said.
592.
That's where that came from.
94,
swallow
94.
It, you know, and eat it.
Saying.
He said it. That's Topper. All right, this segment sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing?
Hey,
what's
Will.
Up, Will.
What's up, buddy?
Man, listen, I just want to ask a quick question, then I'm going to go into what I want to say. Everybody keeps saying Jalen. Do you think if Andy Reid had this team right now that we would be playing the way that we are?
No, they'd be better if they had Andy Reid.
They'd be better.
Okay, then. Okay, perfect answer. So this is where I'm going with this. It's the coach, then. You might as well, because you just said it. If another coach like Andy Reid had a team like this, we would probably be winning. Most likely, yes, we will be winning. So the whole thing is, like, we got to stop ignoring it. It's the coach. Now, I'm not giving Jalen no pass on this one either. Because one thing about being a quarterback, you got to learn everything, bro. Even the things you don't want to do, you got to do. But my thing is to Jeff Lurie, too, is if you paying this man elite money, what, you want an elite coach to be coaching him? This is what I'm not getting. We did 3 years of Sirianni and got the same results. So I kept saying in the beginning of the season, before the season even started, I said, Jalen going to have a problem with this offensive coordinator because he's not comfortable doing the things that he's asking him to do. The second thing is you're not allowing him to be who he is, to be able to use his legs when it's time to use it. Like I was saying yesterday, it's kind of like he's confused whether to stay in the pocket or run, or if they just got a clause in his contract to say that he can't run. I don't know. But the main thing is this, man. Either we're going to go the rest of the season, right, and blame it on Jalen and Sirianni, or we're going to make some type of change where somebody else is going to have to take the leadership of the play calling. Because it seemed like we're just going to have a disastrous season if this continues to go on. Last but not least, man, it got to be some type of leadership in that locker room. It seemed like there's no respect amongst none of them. And I think that's why a lot of this is starting to happen, because they're not even connected with each other.
I feel that too, Will. There's a real disconnect. And Will, we appreciate it. I don't think Sirianni is a bad dude. I think they like him. He seems like a nice guy. But I do wonder about the respect angle to this. It doesn't feel like the quarterback has a lot of respect for him. Remember last year when AJ said he took the, you know, he looked like an idiot for us? I'm paraphrasing, but when he basically...
Yeah, something like that. He looks stupid.
Yeah, he looks stupid for us. After the Seattle game, he went out there and excused the turnover when really the two players, AJ and Jalen, changed the play and they made a mistake and he took the bullet for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice, but it doesn't feel like he has the locker room, in my perspective, the way he needs to. It just feels like something's off there. It doesn't excuse Hurts' play. I mean, Hurts' play is its own thing, but that it's a weird dynamic.
These men are on something different, and they do things differently. I don't understand how, when you think about, because to me, when I think about this team, I think about them as an interlocked, cohesive unit, and it goes as the players go.
Right.
And the only time that we can have success is if we're all on the same page. That was a given, especially when you talk about the accomplishments that they've been able to have in a short period of time, and thinking about how much that meant to me when I played, going to the Super Bowl and being on a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. There's a lot of times, man, where I could tell you that certain things that or certain beefs that I might have had with my teammates, that I tamped that stuff down because I looked at the bigger picture. I was focused on the bigger prize. And it just doesn't feel like that's the case with this team. It feels like, on the outside looking in, that there are a lot of agendas, hidden agendas, that people just can't get past, and they're willing to tank the season or undermine what people have going on just to get whatever it is they want. And I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's not going to work. I mean, that teams that win, it can't work that way. 215-592-9494. Elliot's going to join us coming up at 12:30. When we come back, we dug up some audio from spring training of what the Phillies thought about getting a bye week. The Braves last year, the Phillies, you know, we did this twice. The Phillies were the other side of this. They were playing the wild card. Then they played the team off the bye. We'll listen to that. And if you didn't already want the Brewers, you're going to want the Brewers after hearing this ridiculous audio from last night. You're concerned with Jalen Hurts. Are you officially worried? And the Phillies, there's a layoff concern. It doesn't concern me. I think they're going to be fine. Actually, it's going to be a positive for the Phillies. We got, you know, Hugh over here. Kyle's just in his feelings about everything today. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494.